Saturday, the 19th of May, 79, 1:30 in the afternoon. She is the daughter of Charlie Fulton, who's the daughter of Andy Fulton, supposedly a brother to Laura Fulton.
Hello?
Is this Mrs. Bronker?
Yes.
My name is J.C. Porter, and I'm calling from Marion, Indiana. And I've been working on the family tree, and I hear you're a distant relative to the Porters.
Me?
Yeah, was your father Charlie Fulton?
Yes.
And your grandfather Andy Fulton?
Yes.
And he was supposed to have a sister named Laura, wasn't he? Or do you know?
You mean my grandfather had a sister named Laura?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
I don't know.
Oh.
My older sister might know.
Who's she?
She is Mrs. Perry Collins, and she lives at Maze Lick.
Mrs. Perry Collins?
Mrs. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, from Maze Lick.
Collins?
Uh-huh.
From Maze Lick?
From Maze Lick. She lives in Maze Lick, Kentucky.
Do you have her phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Just a minute here.
Okay.
Of course, 1.
Yeah.
763.
Yeah.
6591.
6591. Is that in the 606 area code?
It's what?
Is that in the 606 area?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you know, well, I don't know, Mrs. Geneva Irwin in Grove, Kentucky gave me your address. And do you know her?
No.
I guess someone gave that to her. I've been working on the family tree, and she's my great aunt.
Uh-huh.
And Laura Fulton was my great-great-grandmother. She married Alexander Porter in Robertson County.
Is that right?
In 1874, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well?
Are you in Nicholas County?
No, I'm in Harrison.
Is that close to Nicholas?
Uh-huh. It borders Nicholas on the east.
Did your family own a lot of land in Nicholas at one time?
No. Now, my father owned land in Robertson County.
Oh, did he?
Fulton, but not in Nicholas County.
He owned in Robertson.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
My father.
Yeah.
But my grandfather didn't own any land.
Oh, he didn't?
My grandfather, Andy Fulton, didn't own any land. I remember that because he lived on, his wife was a Gifford.
Gifford.
He lived on one of her brother's farms for years and years and years.
Do you know what year your grandfather was born?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Would it have been after 1860?
Oh, let's see. If my dad would have been living, he would have been 90 some odd years old.
Yeah.
And maybe you could figure 19 on to, you know, maybe 91 years old, and then figure back from that. I would judge.
Yeah.
Know?
Hmm. Well, Laura Fulton, she's supposed to be your grandpa's sister, and she was born in 1857.
She was.
And your grandpa must have been younger than her, because I don't have him in my records.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. Well, I don't know. Now, see, I'm one of the younger of my family.
Yeah.
I'm next to the youngest child, and my youngest sister is 2 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
And then my older sister is 70.
Oh, I see.
So she might.
This is Mrs. Collins?
Uh-huh.
Do you think she'll know about her grandpa?
I don't know. She might.
Hmm. Well,
And I don't know of any other relatives. Now, there is a Linville woman. Mother was a Fulton, and Gertrude Linville, and she'd probably be up in her 80s, and I don't know how her mind is, but she lives in Mount Olivet.
Yeah, Mount Olivet, that's the county seat of Robertson.
Uh-huh, that's the county seat of Robertson.
What's her last name again, Gertrude?
Gertrude Linville, L-I-N-I-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay, you don't happen to have her phone number, do you?
I
tell information.
I don't have her phone number, and I think she lives with someone over there, but I don't remember now who it is that she lives with. But maybe when you talk to my older sister, she might give you who she lives with.
Okay.
Now, I have a sister that lives in Mount Olivet, in Mount Olivet.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Is her name Fulton?
No, her name is Reed. She married a Reed.
To read.
Uh-huh, and her phone number is, you want it?
Yeah.
1-724. 560, I can't tell whether the size number is a 4 or an 8, but you could call information, Mrs. Noah V. Reed.
Noah V. Reed?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she lives in Mount Olivet.
She is right in Mount Olivet. She teaches school in Mount Olivet.
Okay, and she's your sister.
Uh-huh. And then I have another sister that lives in Maysville.
Okay, I'll try this Mrs. Reed, maybe, or...
Uh-huh, but, well, now, she could give you the phone number of this Mrs. Gertrude Linville, because she lives right in Mount Olivet, too.
Is this Gertrude your cousin?
The Gertrude Linville was my father's first cousin.
Your father's first cousin?
My father's first cousin.
Great. Mm-hmm. That's back an extra generation.
And I don't know whether her mind, I mean, I haven't seen her for several years now, and I don't know how her mind is or anything, but, and I'm pretty sure she's living.
Yeah?
So if you could get in contact with her, she might tell you, and that would be the only one that I could think of.
You know,
there's not too many on the
Fulton
side.
No. I was in Robertson County last summer, and there was only one Fulton living in town that everybody knew of, and I talked to her, and she wasn't related, I guess.
In Robertson County?
Yeah, in Mount Olivet there.
Well,
there's
one Fulton that lives here in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And let me get my phone book here, and I'll give you his number.
Well, I don't know. I think these will keep me busy.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I don't know this guy that is here in Mount Olivet, but I just happened to look through the phone book the other day, and
yeah.
I saw his name in there. And I was thinking that I was going to contact him to see. Now, see, my mother was a cooper.
Yeah.
And